We're going to learn, we're continuing in the project Likutei Sichas, we're learning Chelik Yutes. We are up to Parshas Ekev this Shabbos, Emir Tzashem, so we're going to learn the Sichah Aleph in Parshas Ekev, Sichah Aleph. It's very interesting to note, before we start learning, that this Sichah, the Rebbe said in Parshas Ekev, Tovshin Yud Aleph, was mamish, maybe 6 months after the Rebbe was mekabel the Nesiyas. It was a completely different style of Sichas. And especially when we look at this Sichah, we're going to learn, so you wonder if this goes into Chelik Yutes or it looks more like Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. But it's a very fundamental Sichah, according to my knowledge, what I learned and I prepared. It's a very fundamental Sichah to know the idea. It gives us a new look in life with what a mitzvah means and how to be mekayim a mitzvah. And the main thing is to be mekayim a mitzvah, mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamuro, all in the same passion, with the same warmth, and the same kavonis in everything, as we're going to see inside the Sichah. If the Sedra today started with the pasuk, if you're going to listen to the Eibishter, the Eibishter is going to give you all the blessings that is counting out in this parsha in the Oyo Ekev. So while Rashi comes and says, why doesn't it say Oyo Im Tishmeun? What's the lashon Ekev? Im, if you're going to do it. Why is Ekev? Ekev also means, in Yiddish, Ekev means while du wirst eaten. Because you're going to guard the mitzvah, Tishmaun, I'm going to bless you. Why doesn't he use a regular losh for your im? So Rashi says it comes to int something different. What? Im a mitzvah kalosh she'odom dosh ba'kev of Tishmaun. If you're going to listen to mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that it's called kalosh, everybody knows that there's mitzvahs chamurois, there's mitzvahs kalosh. And then there is also lifnim mishur asadin, there's always levels in mitzvahs. So if you're going to do the mitzvahs kalosh, that a person is stepping at them with the feet, means he doesn't do it with passion and I'm not doing it. So then the Rebbe says, we're going to do this, I'm going to bless you with everything. This is Rashi. The Rebbe said, the Mokke von dem Pirush is in Medrash Tanchume. Where is the source of Rashi? Medrash Tanchume. But we see an unbelievable difference between Rashi and the Medrash Tanchume. There's going to be a question on the Medrash Tanchume, as we're going to learn right now, and then after that, the Rebbe is going to bring again two things that the Medrash Tanchume says after this, and it's going to be a question on the Medrash Tanchume, and more, it's going to be a question on two contradicting psukim in Tilim. David HaMelech is poshet contradicting himself in two psukim in Tilim. The Rebbe is going to answer it beautifully, and everything is understood, and from this, we're going to take the lesson how to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. So the Medrash Tanchume says differently completely. Rashi is not saying it with him. Mitzvahs kalos she'ein bnei odom mashgichim bohen. Mitzvahs kalos that people are not doing it. Mashlichim lo yishem tachas ikveim. He's talking about people that are throwing away the mitzvahs. Darf man verstehen. So the Rebbe says we have to understand. Bishlem Rashi's pirush odom dosh ba'keivov. Rashi's loshon is odom dosh ba'keivov. What does it mean odom dosh ba'keivov? Dosh comes from the mitzvah, from the lametes meloches. Dosh, that means, how do you do dosh? Dosh you do with the feet. So according to Rashi, it's understood. As the mensch, threat of the mitzvahs, what does it mean a threat? And what do you step on? Something that you disregard, something that you don't look at it as important. As the mensch, threat of the mitzvahs, is was meint das, is mezalzeln sei. Is moving with das Wert Reus gebracht, in dem loshen Ekev. Now it's understood why it says Ekev Tishmeun, because it's mitzvah skala she'odom dosh ba'akevov. Vorom dosh ve'ad gitom ba'akevov. This is understood according to Rashi. Oh, meloitin pirusha medrash. That Tanchumish, that he says, she'mashlichin noizun tachas ikvei, and they're throwing it away under their heel. Is nich glat al derech hapshat. It's not understood. The medrash Tanchumish is not understood. Vos far ha-shayches, odos ha-roizwafen di mitzvahs, to stay ze nish mekaim zayn, zu tachas ikvei in davke. If you're telling me that they're throwing it out, what do you mean they're throwing it under their feet? They're throwing it away, they're not doing it. So the feet has nothing to do with that. So what are you telling me? This pirush and voyo ekev tishmeun. It doesn't make any sense. Rashi says the ekev tishmeun, mitzvahs that you step on it, that you mezalzel in them, but you're doing it. Comes Tanchumi, says you're not doing it. If you're not doing it, what does it mean? Tanchumi should have said, mitzvahs kalos yeh binodo mashgichem bohen, elo mashlichin oisoy. They're throwing it away. What's the tachas ikveyen? What's left to do with tachas ikveyen? The question is a beautiful question, and the Rebbe's answer is just unbelievable, and it gets mamish clear by the Medrash Tanchumi uses the word, mashlichin tachas ikveyen. That means that they're not mekayim mashlichim. zu tachas was du darfst du mit tachas ikwein als wenn es nicht mit keinem die mitzis kalo ist ist es als man warf den ganzen arois you throwing him away completely nicht nur tachas ikwein so was tachas ikwein this is one question now we're going to go further in tanchum that it brings dann tupsukim and the tupsukim are contradicting themselves according to the medrash and for sure in tilim it's contradicting weiter steht im medrash as this is what David HaMelech sagt medrash continues and he says this is what David HaMelech says lo moiro bemeiro why am I scared in a time in a bad time why am I scared so he says avoina keva yisubeini explain what it means he says the avoinus of the mitzvahs that there are keva that are lower mitzvahs kalois I'm afraid maybe I didn't do it that's what David HaMelech says a posuk in tilim where is it in tilim emtes So the Rebbe is explaining what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, David zogt, as a rot nish moire b'min ha-mitzvah hamuru shebetoiro. Mitzvah hamuru is, he's sure that he's okay with that. No, min mitzvah ha-kalo is. What does he say? Shemo v'arti alachas me'en. Imo sisi, im lo yosisi. Could be that some of the mitzvah kalo is, I didn't do. Why? Nesho iso kalo, because it was a kalo, so maybe I didn't do it. And David HaMelech is finishing it. He's still talking to the Eibishter. Ve'ato omarto ve'izor be'mitzvah kalo ke be'mitzvah chamuro. And this is what David HaMelech says. Lo mo'iro b'meiro avoina keiva yesubeini. What comes out from here? Comes out from here that could be that David HaMelech was scared that mitzvah kalo he didn't do. The Rebbe says it's nicht glantik. This itself is not understood. And then comes the contradiction from one posuk to another. Sicher is David HaMelech given obgit in alle mitzvahs. It's a question by us. That David HaMelech maybe didn't do a mitzvah. And the Rebbe is going to explain beautiful what it says. It says clear in Medrash, Imo sisi, im lo yosisi. So it means David HaMelech says, could be that I didn't do it. The Rebbe is going to explain it beautiful what it means, lo yosisi. It doesn't mean that I didn't do. Because David HaMelech for sure did all the mitzvahs. And with the Medrash bring gleich noch do ubehemshech, so that Rosh Hanal, look to the contradiction, what it comes out. The Medrash himself brings this, and right after that brings something else. He brings us, those was David HaMelech zogt, Gam avdechon nizor bohem, b'shomrom eikev rov, Yes, there's a posuk in Kapitel Yutes. David HaMelech says, "Gam avdechon nizorbem." I'm very careful. Why? Because b'shomrom ekev, I'm guarding the mitzvahs that people step on it, and rov because of the schar that I'm going to get. Meintes the mitzvahs kalois. When ekev rav is meramis with a medrash is mamshichif from posuk morav tuvrasha tzafan tov. This is schoron shel mitzvahs kalois. David HaMelech says like this: b'shomrom ekev. Avdechoy is nizobem. Your slave, Avdechoy is a slave, yeah? Your slave is very careful in the mitzvahs. And which mitzvahs? Ekev. B'shomrom Ekev, I'm guarding even the mitzvahs that people are stepping on it. What's the Rav doing here? So the Medrash is very interesting. It says in a different kapitel, I think in Lamed Aleph. In kapitel Lamed Aleph in Tilim, we find it says, Mor Rav Tufra Shatzofanto. That's what David HaMelech is inting. He says, B'shomrom Ekev Rav. I'm guarding the mitzvahs that people are stepping on it because of Rav. What is the Rav? The Pasuk in Lamed Aleph, Mor Rav Tufra Shatzofanto Lirecha. So what do we see from here? That he's guarding all the Ekev. What's going on here? And the Medrash brings both of them. Melech David HaMelech, it's a different from Yutes Lamed Aleph. It's also a kashe. Monifshach, did you guard them or you didn't? Was das ist Rochen Schmitzkals? Ein Wissendig, als Avdechon Nizor Bohem, aber wo sagt er an die Mission, wenn Mitzvah Sakalo ist? So it's contradicting one to another. Ois Gimel, ist die Erklärung in dem. Der Medrash redt nicht wegen einem, was alt ist, wenn darf, Chas V'Sholem nicht sein, so ihre Mitzvah Sakalo ist. This is not what the Medrash is talking here about it. Mikolski nicht von der Mevase der Mitzvah Ertretoi sei. No way, this is not what the Medrash Tanchum is talking here. Da redt man wegen Azar, was ist Maskim, als man darf mit keinem sein, Mitzvah Skalo ist, und er sich mit Stadl zu mit keinem sein sei. We talk about somebody who is doing the Mitzvah Chamuro is 100%, and he's trying to do the Kalo is also. But he has here some kind of nick, he has some kind of problem here. What is it? Noch ich sehe Maschlich, Tachas Okev. He puts him under his feet. Now it's already understood. What does have to do? What the Medrash uses the word mashlich and tachas ha'okev. If mashlich, if you don't do it, why is it tachas ha'okev? You don't do it, you throw it away. The Rebbe says, no. It's somebody that wants to do it. It's somebody that does the mitzvahs. And he's trying to do all the mitzvahs. What is he doing? He's mashlich hoysom tachas ha'kevov. There is a roish, there's a guf, and there's a kevim. Why is it said ha'kev? Mitzvahs kalo yishodom dosh ba'kevov. Because ha'okev is the lowest thing. You take easy mitzvahs and you push it down under your foot. The Medrash Tanchum comes to tell us something very interesting. He's not Chas V'Sholem Mashlich, he's not doing it. He's going to do it. He wants to do it, but just not now. I'm putting it under my feet. Now it's understood why he says Mashlichon, he throws it away, where under his feet. It's not throwing away completely. He wants to do it, but not now. That's what Rebbe is bringing out is there. The Retman wegen Azav, was is maskim, as men darf me kaim sein mitzvah skalois. When he sich mishtatel zu me kaim sein sei, he tries and he wants to do it. Now he says, Mashlich, lachas, okay, what does it mean? A lake top, say, a kium, oif speter, un noch speter, bis noch the maker. He's putting him, you know what, I have a seder. First I'm doing Mrs. Chamois, and then I'm going to come to it and I'm going to do it. As a, where is it now? Under my okif.
Tachas
means under or tachas means lache? Tachas means under. Under. It's the last thing. The last thing. Where is your body finishing? The body okay.
What is
Yeah. Yes, yes, that's what the question is. Rashi is very understood because you step on the mitzvahs, you're doing it, but you're doing it with zilzel. Okay. So what is his complaint? If we say that somebody that does and he wants to do also this, so there is a very simple. Er tainet frier vetazendem kop. Yeah, as we said before, there's a head, there's a body, then there's the feet. First he's going to say the head. To say the inyonim achamurim beyoisel. What is he going to see? Zon zanke de boye. You should do it as it's supposed to be. Der noch in Jonah was eine non zu dem Kopf. Then he's going to look for mitzvahs that they're on a lower level a little bit. They're, let's say they call them the throat or the stomach. It's a lower level of a mitzvah to them Kopf. Mitzvahs non zu sei bechumre vechulu. Something that it's a little bit less in chumre than this. Und go zuletzt. Leave it for the last. Wird er trachten wegen Jonah von okay. Und was noch weiter? And he's going to think about okay. Maybe answering your question. He's going to think about the heel. And was noch weiter? But it's under the heel even. That's what the Rebbe says here. What is under the heel? Idurim, lifnim mishur asadim, v'kayetzim hazeh. Lifnim mishur asadim means something that it doesn't say in halacha that you have to do it. He's doing lifnim mishur asadim. Al pidin, you don't have to do it. He says, now, I'm not up to it. I'm not up to chamurois, and I'm going to do it slowly, I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to work on it till I get to it. Chas v'sholem, not throwing it away, not somebody that doesn't do mitzvahs. What is his tainit? The Rebbe is continuing to say what his tainit is. Men ken nisht onim von de piyate. I can't start from the ill, Tainiter. Es muss sein a Seder. Es to be order. Und lefi a Seder, darf man früher onoibem mit go neutike in Yonim. You have to start with very important things. Und Kolzmaner is nicht fertig or in ganzen mit sei, as long as he's not finished with the important things that he's doing it as it's supposed to be, oder nicht was zu trachten wegen Schar in Yonim. He's not thinking about anything else. Befrat, lefni mishur asadin, that it's something that Teure doesn't even request from you. It's lefni mishur asadin. Oder mile de chassiduse. Only chassidim doing it. וכדומה. אז מקום צועידן, the Rebbe is continuing what happens to this person. אז מקום צועידן הוא ממון בה עם אבא ססרול. What do you mean you father אבא ססרול? אז אז הוליבו מאפילה העידן ושרות כפונים קיימול כאינטוי ונשגיעת ונאפילה קיימול נשגזן. The Rebbe brings it on יוים יוים. Everybody remembers now יוים, the Rebbe says that if you have to love a Jew that you never saw him, the same as, and here the Rebbe is adding on here, that you're asking for him that you should love a Jew, that he never did you any favors, and you don't even know him. But you know that there's such a Jew in Australia, so you have to love him. Taineter, so he has a very good taine. Vos mont men bayim azad dargein avas Yisrael? How could you ask by him? How could you ask him he should have such a level of avas Yisrael? Even a Jew that never did him a favor, and he never saw him. But he knows that there's such a Jew, he should love him. How could it be? You know why? Because I don't get the boy. I feel about such posture dogs. How could you demand from me such a thing when I'm in a much lower level? Where do we see is a much lower level? So the Rebbe says, "Ve'oraye, he has proof." As a feel about Shaykh Suaidin was a kenim who not geat from him a toive, falter a moldur him ve'avto kamoicha. Even a Jew that he knows, or a Jew that did him a favor, so he's not always love him kamoicha. He loves him. He did him a favor. He knows him. He davens in the same shul with him. So it's kamoicha. Just as a milse de b'dichese, the Rebbe says in a yoim yoim that you love Aid in Australia that he never did you a favor, he never saw you, so the guy could come and say it's much easier to love him than to love somebody in my shul.
By the way,
it's not b'dichese, it's very good.
No, the Rebbe ain't talk to
you.
Das meint er.
But take somebody that you never know him and you never saw him and say, you know, this guy in Australia that your uncle or whatever, you have to love him the same as you love a Jew here. He says, it's impossible. Die Teure says, "Wavto l'reacho kamocho." Else is reacho is here next to me.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's a different time.
Yeah, yeah.
The time before was it's not chomor. It's bechal nishtamitzvah.
You say that it's not in this level. Okay.
It's a whole mitzvah. It's impracticality. It's very hard.
Chotzer izich nish choishedin chas v'sholem meshem zechot. He's not thinking about himself that chas v'sholem. That he's going to be Mishalem Rota Chastoivot, the guy that is in Shul, and did him a favor that he's going to do something better. For sure he's not going to do it. But to say that he's love him, Komoicho Mamish, it does not. The Rebbe is continuing, helping him, what could be his tainus. Azoyoich. Was meant man von ihm, als soll nicht die Schuhe Chitas? What he asked when he should do Chitas every day? Lernen alle Tag die Parche und Rebbe underlined. If you see, the three Chitas, the three letters of Ches, Tov, Tov, is underlined. Die Parche Chumash mit Pirush Rashi. Sogen alle Tag dem Schuhe Chotschi in Teilim, this is the first Tov. Und dem Schuhe Yemi in Tanya, this is the second Tov underlined. Bishasa verfällt einmal vom Friedrichen Jonat Fille. Mavla Lorayen. When you come to Shul and the minion started already, there's things that you could skip. Sometimes he comes to Shul a little late. He's in the commission's working. Either he's going to say it after David, or he's not going to say it. He wants to catch the minion. So, what are you asking for me to say? Chitas, in a time that I'm still not doing even things that's more important. Sein Teine is, MS as the alle in Yonim darf man takim kaim sein. He's not saying not. We have to do everything. Aber alt noch nicht dabei. I'm not there yet. You can't ask me to love a Jew in Australia that I never saw him, I never did him a favor, I shouldn't love him. The same as I love myself. You can't ask for me such a thing. Aber alt noch nicht dabei. Darf er tun und gehen mit a Seder. You know what? He's agreeing, I'm going to work with order. I'm going to do a Seder. Am Eschachs man, bis es wird werden sein Ärger geschlossen Joim, ben Jonim ikrim verstehen in Schuchen auch. You know what? He's going to start with a system of 30 days each thing. He's going to start mitzvah der Reise, 30 days, then another mitzvah will rise 30 days. In a measure of a few years, he's going to come to do the mitzvahs, Shodom Dosh Ba'akevov, or as the Medrash said, Mashlich Hon Tachas Akevov. That he's throwing it out, I'm going to do it, but not now. Why is the Rebbe taking 30 days? Because there's a loch in Shulchan Aruch, and the Alter Rebbe brings it on, that we just, when we start Mashiv Ruach Meir Dageshem, or Moir Datol, so if he comes and finishes him in Esra, and he doesn't know what he said. So if it's in between the 30 days, possibly he said Moir Datol because he still used it. If you said already 30 days, that means 90 times Lechoire, but the idea is 30 days. If you said Mashiv Ruach, after 30 days, if you don't remember what you said, so you rely on that you already said. So the person said, I'm going to try 30 days with everything. First, I'm going to go 30 days beyond him Ikrim. Verstehen in Shulchan Aruch. I'm doing Shulchan Aruch. Sorgen, was the Anshe Knesset Gdol, I'm going to say in Davening, what the Anshe Knesset Gdol, but not what people after that added on. It's not for me yet. I'll daven, but Anshe Knesset Gdol say, I'm for sure going to do. And now then, b'meshach hazman anal, after 30 days and 30 days and 30 days, I'll do Isofa Shul Achaze, I'll do again. Then I'll do the Ramo. And now then, b'meshach zman anal, b'yoni Ramo, ve'o achroinim. And now then, better on him, from the Mishur HaSadin, I have a whole system, a whole set that I'm going to, I'm not saying Chazal, I'm not going to do it. Mashlichon tachas hakevo. Oh, yeah. It's Balzan. It comes up now, Gemore. He used it a Gemore. He didn't know the Gemore, but he's used it a Moshel from the Gemore. A Raya. Legabi is skipping in davening, so it comes up by the Rebbe. This is. But he's asking me for Chidas when I'm not doing davening, is it supposed to be?
Yeah,
okay. I'm not saying that it's Kalos. Yeah, the Friedrich Rebbe made we should say Chitas. You talk about the Anshe Knesset Agdolo, mit Ramo, mit the Rishonim, mit the Rishonim Kemalochim. So, let me first do this, then I'm going to come to do what the Friedrich Rebbe wants. Sorgt sich nicht auf und kein Sach, listen, Rebbe is emphasizing again. He doesn't say that anything is not for me. Everything is for me. Aber alles darf gehen mit der Seder. I must work with order. But I'm all gerät mit denen. The Rebbe says, look at this, interesting. The Rebbe muge dike sicher. The Rebbe doesn't say, I spoke. The Rebbe says, but I'm all gerät. The Rebbe spoke to somebody, probably in Yechides. Spoke to him, Abba Sisrol. The Rebbe demanded from him, be'oif und elefni mishur sadin. So the Rebbe spoke to somebody before the Nesias. Yeah. In these 6 months, there was already Yechides.
Yechides started in
Cheshvan. Okay. Even before the Kabbalah's Nesias. So who was the first Yechides guy? Meir Ashkenazi, the Rav of Shanghai, he was the first one when he with our Pidyon Nefesh to the Rebbe. It's not for now, this is a story. Okay, so the Rebbe says, I spoke to somebody about Avas Yisrael in a way. You're right. The Rebbe tells him, this guy did something wrong to you. But do me a favor, Lefnim Mishur HaSadin, you are Eid, do Lefnim Mishur, love this Jew. So he answered, the Rebbe says, what he answered them? Zogter, this is Nishkin Seder. I can't love him. How should I love him? When I wrote with them a great Moshel. He has a Moshel on it. What's the Moshel? Ein a gate in gas on Sheikh, on a hemet, or a berogdrogt of Malza Tayaniva. Could you imagine, he tells the Rebbe, somebody goes in the street without shoes, without a shirt, but is wearing a tie. Could you imagine such a thing?
Yeah,
you know, so if I'm going to love this Jew in a time that I'm not doing things that are more important, I'm going to look like this. Where did he take this moshel? So the Rebbe said, where does he take this moshel? So the Rebbe is hinting al derech soite chesbeis. The Gemara in Soite said something very interesting. Gemara in Soite tells that that Aisha Soite, when she comes to Beis Hamikdash, we take the Shem Hashem in the water, she goes to drink the water, so she has to get open up to reveal her hair, and also has to be torn a little bit of the dress. The Kohen has to tear it, and then we tie it with a rope, a mitzri, it's called, no? That's the lotion there. With a chevel mitzri, I don't know what it is, maybe a thick, he ties it shouldn't fall down, and then it says, you should take off the jewelry. So the Gemara asked a question, Rebbe Nishloilom, you're taking off our cover, and she's all uncovered, you know what it means? She stays in Beis Hamikdash uncovered, and you uncover her the top. And you have to tell me to take off the jewelry? For sure, take off the jewelry. What opponent does it have? So the Gemara says, because I would have think that it's better she should stay with the jewelry. Why? Because when she's without a tichel, and she's not dressed, and she's going with a nice big thing of gold, she's going to look more destroyed. I don't know what the loss in the Gemara, she's going to be more manuvel. You're going to be manuvel or more. Gemara says, that's why the Gemara says, that's why the Torah says, no, take it off. So what I see from there, that if somebody is without a froy, without a cover, without a tichel, without a shekel, and undressed, and she's going to go with the jewelry, it's going to make a joke. So this says that the Rebbe, the same thing, I have the same thing. You want me to do a mitzvah avas yisrael in a time that it's lefnim mishur hasadin, I'm going to look like somebody without shoes, without a shirt, and with a tie. So I can do it. So the Rebbe is going to go and give him a little credit that he is right, but this is not the way. This is the Rebbe Mechadish. That's why I said it's a very fundamental siche, that it's a guide in life, how to look at every mitzvah, it doesn't matter what it is. As we're going to see in the siche. Dalet. If you take seichel, in it is a trukenem seichel. There's no word in English, huh? If you take it... as it is, face value, yes, very good, that's what it is. In the Yiddish speaking, so Almon, mit dem Druck in dem Seichel, without emotion, no, only with Seichel. And the Rebbe says it's Seichel die Gdusche also. Ota za teine lechoire anot. And there's a place in Seichel die Gdusche. Is aber der Remes, now comes the Rebbe with the bottom line. Is aber der Remes ve Iker Godel. Iker Godel, as a void as a void of Zachoneben, mit dem Mune ve Kabol Asol, und nicht mit der Chesmal für Seichel. You could be, you're right with Seichel. This is not Aid. Aid is to start with Emunah and Kabbalah Sol. No Seichel. And with the Emunah and Kabbalah Sol, is a Zohir, not only Mekayim, in Mitzvah Kalo, and Mechamuro, and not in the Zohirish, in Mitzvah, is Baim, with the whole Sturim, in Mitzvah Kalo. What happened to such a person that goes with Emunah and Kabbalah Sol? He's not sitting and counting, as we said before, I'm going to go with Seder, I'll do first the head, then the body, then I'm going to come to the heel, then under the heel, I'm going to go with the Seder. No, there's no Seder. When you're talking about Rotzen of the Eibishter, the Eibishter Rotzen, small mitzvah, big mitzvah, kalos, chamurois, lifnim mishur hasadim, milseh chasiduse, everything that there is, all is the same thing. You have to do everything with the same passion and with the same zeirus. Zeirus also, Mr. Miloshen, shiny, light, zoya. Has to be with the same passion, with the same warmth, as you do everything. This is the yesod that you have to start with Kabbalah Sol. The Nekude, now the Rebbe is explaining it even more. The Nekude von alle mitzvahs, as the Rebbe brings out in the Orah 13, Kebirkas kol ha-mitzvahs, asher kidishonu be-mitzvoisov, ve-tzivonu. Ve-tzivonu is on a small mitzvah and a big mitzvah, the same thing. Mitzvah meloshen tzavse ve-chibur. The Alter Rebbe says in Likutei Torah, why the Rebbe gave it a name, mitzvahs? Because mitzvahs is also, comes from loshen tzavse. Tzavse ve-chibur, you become one with the Eibishter. Was durch mitzvahs wird man zugebunden mit Atzmus, Umeus, Ein Sof, Baruch Hu. Ist bei allen Mitzvahs gleich. to be connected to the Eibishter, if you fulfill the Eibishter's rotzen, doesn't make a difference if it's a small rotzen or a big rotzen. Rotzen of the Eibishter, when you do it, you get connected to him. Is by all mitzvahs gach on kein Unterschied zwischen mitzvahs chamurois and mitzvahs kalois. Or as we called it before, roish oder okev. It's all the same thing. There's no such thing as mitzvahs kalois, mitzvahs chamurois. Everything is the same. And der inyan not nish kein nor zu trachten, when I say, in dem here, there's no, by this aspect of mitzvahs, there's no place to say seder. As the Rebbe says, maybe you're right. Things have to be with seder, but not deal. When you come to mitzvahs, Aid has to know only Kabbalah Sof. That's all. In dem Iyen hat nicht keiner zu trachten wegen der Seder von Reusch mit Tokiv. Sie ist eine Sache, was ist nicht gar nicht geworden, du kannst die Knesset Gdoilo, oder du hattest mit Wossi Kachan Shabbat Choynim. You're going to make a calculation. If this is something from Achan Shabbat Choynim, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next year, and I'm, I think that it's Anshik Knesset Gdoilo, I'm going to be careful every day. No, no, there's no such thing. Everything is the same thing. Wie bald er weiß, dass mit dem verbindet er sich mit Atzmus und Musa in Soboruchu, there's no difference. The Rebbe says, but we have a problem. The Yetzirah is the Ober an Umen b'melachtoi. He's a craftsman. He's a craftsman. It's a Gemore, yeah? Gemore Shabbos. Wie der Rebbe fleckt im Rufen, der Friedrich Rebbe fleckt im Rufen, der Kluginker. Und der Mamzi gewinnt Teines Mesudorois von Seder, begdeh soll ins Kabel werden und dazu gepasst mit Scholem v'chulu. The Yetzirah is a Kluginker. So he came and he gave him even a moshel that we used before from the Gemore. If I'm going to do what you're asking me, I'm going to look like without shoes and without a shirt and I'm walking in the street with a tie. Verstehst? That's what he's giving him. Muss man wissen, as das ist a Zasa Yetzer. Und der Tnei von Kabbalah Sateuro und Niddishkeit ist Nase Koidem Lenishma. What is the condition that the Rebbe gave the Teuro? Was Agdomas Nase Lenishma. What does it mean? I'll do, then I'm going to listen. And as the Gemara brings down that the Min spoke to one of the Tanoim and he told them, Tekat Misu, Pumai Chuleo Tnei, he told them, I'm a Bzize. You're a wild nation. You're not normal. Number one, you never do it. Number two, you don't even know what he's going to ask from you. Maybe you wouldn't even be able to do it. They answered, no. The Rebishter came in and says, we are going to do whatever you say. Nase and then Nishma. Eipach HaSeder. Noch mehr, zog the Novi, and the Novi says even more than this. Mi Iver Ki'im Avdi. Who is blind? My servant is blind. It's what done in a Pasuk in Yeshaya and in Yirmiyah. What does it say? If Avdi wird man sagen, als er ist ein Iver. If somebody is an Eved of the Eibishter, they're going to call him blind. Why are they going to call him blind? Wenn er nicht teilt, dass man darf den in dem Eibishter mit der Seder wie ein Eved, den sein Orden, nicht mit Zeichel, nur mit dem Munde wie Kabbalah Sol. Somebody is going to say that you have to serve the Eibishter without a Seder. Has to be like a slave served his master. No Seichel, he could tell him whatever he tells him to do, he's going to do. Let me sagen, as a so if you say, so they're going to say, and this Eved, and this Avdi, Avdi, gate of Hanovi even. So at this Avdi, we're going to say, a blind person does it. He doesn't see, so he does things that it doesn't make any sense. Here also, if you call him Avdi, they're going to call him Iver. If you see somebody that is doing things, Nase, Koidim Lenishma, is doing everything with the same passion, with the same warmth, you're going to call him a Iver, a blind person. Why? Because Alpi Seichel darf sein der Seder, also man darf auch nicht mit Seichel. Und danach wird man sehen, für Start mit Seichel, and then you're going to see, Oib Seichel wird Heuker, wird Deure sein Alpi Seichel, und Seichel wird Machel sein, als Seichel ist ein Schmassbeck. He's going to be searching with Seichel, and working on it, and thinking about it, and then Seichel is going to say, I can't go any further. I used my Seichel all the way to the end. Then comes the Mune. Wird man nutzen Mune, right? When I'm finished with the Seichel, I'll reach, I'll dig, wherever I could, and then I'm going to go to Mune. The Rebbe says, aber ohne mit der Mune? To start with the Mune? What are you telling me? The Rebbe is trying to answer that the Yetzer Hara is coming, he's going to come and tell the person, this is the reason, they can do it. So the Rebbe says, in Oisei, the Rebbe explaining why it's not, and why it must be Davke Mune, and Kabbalah Sol, no Seichel. In Yiddishkeit has to be first Mune, and Seichel on the side. When it comes to mitzvahs, it has to be Kabbalah Sol. Small, big, medium, all the mitzvahs is the same thing, and you have to do it because the Rebishter is the Rebishter's Rotzen.
Why we have to get to the Svara of Yetzirah Zuman B'melachti? He said just before that Asher Gideshon Umeh Mitzvah, he said every mitzvah is equal. There is no Kalo, there is no Chamorah.
Yeah.
So if you're looking in this direction, you don't have to come to the Umeh B'melachti Svara. Just say, every mitzvah is important, the same like the other.
Very good. So the Rebbe established at the beginning in Ois, in Ois Dalet, at the beginning, the Rebbe established that there is an Indian that mitzvahs has to be done in a way of Kabbalah soul and not thinking about higher and lower. But the Rebbe said, but a normal person, maybe you not, I am. However, it's Roran is coming and he's telling me, mister, what are you, crazy? What are you going to do this? Come on, this is Mishur Sadin, leave it for somebody else. You'll do it next week. I have it, everybody has it. For what's sure. That, so that? The Rebbe says, even there is, even he knows in everything, comes to the Yetzer Hara and tries to trick him in. He says, what are you, please don't listen to that. It's not true. It is, but it's not for you. What are you doing? You're not doing it. You're skipping davening and now you're doing this thing that it's Lifnim Yishur Sadin. That's what the Rebbe says. Even after he puts down the Yesod, a person could come and say the Yetzer Hara is tricking him.
What's wrong if he's doing other mitzvahs? Then why does he need to do the Kalis if he's doing Chamuris?
It's a very good question, but this is the sod of the Sikha. Sod of the Sikha is, when it comes to a mitzvah, that a mitzvah is tzavse v'chibur, is no counting, and no looking, this I'm going to do today, this I'm going to do
but
next.
He
has to do everything.
No. He's not doing anything.
He's doing calculations.
But he's doing mitzvahs. And there's no, and every mitzvah is equal.
No,
in different words,
I cannot do that mitzvah because I didn't yet do the other mitzvah.
Oh, so you're not doing that mitzvah or that mitzvah.
A simple example. Comes, winter is coming, you look out your window, you see, wow, 2 feet of snow, I'm going to go to shul. You know what? I'll daven at home. What's the big deal? I'm davening, I'm putting on tefillin, I'm putting on a talis, and I'm going to daven. But they make this calculation that davening with a minyan is one of the greatest things that it could be. How could I daven at home? No, there comes the Yetzer Hara and says, look out, what's doing there? How are you going to schlep? How are you going to put on kaloshen? And how are you going to go to shul? Stay home, it's not a big deal. That's what it is. So he says, no, there's no, you have to know to fight them and not listen to them. Or as this is a Milsa de Bdiches Etake, that there's the Batchum from Monsi, he said that he gets up every morning for the Fyoimi by the nets. And one day he looked out and he saw that it's so bad outside. So he stayed in bed and said, I'm not going out today. And the Yetzer Tov tells him, come on, every day you go, we're going to miss today. He says, Yetzer Tov, come on, look outside, but it looks there. So he said, I have an idea. Both of you go into the kitchen and make a decision, then come tell me what the decision is. Let me sleep in the meantime. What?
Was that
he gives a shir in the fiyomi, he says. Okay. Ois A. Now comes a very interesting story. The Rebbe der Schwer had erzählt, as when the kinder von Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe had 3 daughters, and they seinen gewen klein, hat man versägen um in Amelamet. They were young kids, and they took Amelamet. In Russia, there was a system that even for little girls, you used to take a melamed for them. The melamed had gehalten, as Kinder darf man nicht erzählen, jonen bejadus von a wolle, mofsim was einen nicht al pesechel. You don't have to teach kids things that scares them, and mofsim that it's above sechel, a moifis is above sechel, don't tell them that. In jonen ploy was legen sich nicht in sechel, don't tell them. Das ist, and this Melamed used to say, das ist für Erwachsene, was bei Nehmeke de Boi, die in Yonim Shalpi Seichel. Somebody is already an adult, and he takes things Shalpi Seichel good, he has already, his Seichel is developed. Him, dann, können sie zunehmen in Yonim von Mofsim. When he's an adult, and he already, his brain is developed, and his Seichel is open, he could already take a Moifes, something that you get scared, he's not going to be scared. But children, Chas V'Sholem, don't do it. By kinder, there's no marvelous Orion. It's, wie sagt marvelous Orion? Sie zu dreht sie dem Kopf, it makes him ishuge. You give him things that they can't comprehend. Mit ze yot galten der Melamed, what do we do with the little kids? Darf man reden noch in jonne Yadus Shalpi Seichel. Teach him only Alpi Seichel. Talk about the Friedrich Rebbe's daughters, the Rebbetzin included. Wenn der Rebbe Marshab, nicht mal Said, not sich der Wuss wegen der Melamed Shite, der Rebbe Rashab heard about is, what is Shite, is, his opinion, his way of teaching the kids, hat man ihm bald abgesagt, they fired him right away. And it's very interesting to learn footnote number 20, even more than this. Regam, the Rebbe Saore, Regam Sefer HaToldes at Morazok in Kostov Shechov Zayin, Omet Kufa Ayim Vov. There was one of the maskilim, they called him Shimon HaKoifer. I bewusst the stories with him, a lot of stories with Shimon HaKoifer. Kishenichnas lat Morazokin, Shalo yat Morazokin, Betoich HaDvom, he went into the Alter Rebbe. In the middle of the talking with them, the Alter Rebbe asked them, how do you explain the posik? There's a story, every child learned it, that when when Yitzchok asked Esav to go bring him food, Rivka heard it, and she told Yankev, go do it. Yankev says, he's going to curse me. She says, I'm taking the curse on me. You go do it. Yankev came in, he gave him the Essen, and when he came in, he smelled Gan Eden. And then, you remember everything? They used to call it a revolving door. Yankev went out, and the same door, Esav came in with his food. He came in, and it says, Vayechad Yitzchok harodo gdoi lo admoi. The Loshin is mavil dik in Chumash. Why it's not enough to say Vayechad Yitzchok? Vayechad Yitzchok harodo gdoi lo admoi. So he asked this Shimon HaKoifer, how do you explain this posik? So he answered them, I'm not explaining it like Rashi. What Rashi brings from the Medrash. Shegi'en im psucho lemitachtov. What did Yitzchok got so scared? Because he saw in front when Esav came in, he saw the Ge'enim underneath. So the Rebbe says, why did he tell the Alter Rebbe he's not teaching it like this? Ki ein le'alois is moichos atin noikos. You can't le'alois is muchen. We don't know you can bother the very soft brains of the little children. Agode bichlal. They're going to be scared. You're going to learn cheder with kids of 4 years old. You're going to tell them, you know what happened? Yitzchok, when he was sitting on his chair and he saw the Ge'enim open in front of him. Fire and you know, people are burning there, whatnot. How could you teach it? That's what he told the Alter Rebbe. The kid can't even imagine that Yitzchok is sitting and he's sitting in front of him. So we have the story of the Friedrich Rebbe with his three daughters, and the Rebbe Rashab fired them right away, and the story with the Shimon HaKoifer. Mendav, so now the answer on this story, why did the Rebbe Rashab fire him? Mendav, ono ibn davke mit emune ve kabola sol un nish mitzeichel. As we said before, the Yesod. This is oich din yonim. Am uvonim beseichel, dav menton mit kabola sol. Un azoi is oich in inyen achinuch. Same thing is also in chinuch. The Rebbe, till Leo, the Rebbe spoke about the chidush, that we, when we're adults, we have to do all the mitzvahs with the same passion, with the same zeirus, with the same licht, because every mitzvah, doesn't matter what it is, connects you with the Eibishter, mamish, the same thing. Number one, it says, Asher Kedushon, but mitzvahs of vetzivonu on every mitzvah, even on a light mitzvah. And the other thing is, it doesn't matter, small rotzen, big rotzen, if you do the rotzen, you get connected to them. Now the Rebbe is bringing it out, even for little children, after the story with the Friedrich Rebbe, with his daughters. The Rebbe says, the same thing is also in Chinuch. Man darf erzählen Kinder in Yonim von Mofsim. You have to tell them in Yonim von Mofsim. Wo sein in Echa von Seichel, Eier den Seichel, das pflanzt ein in See Emune. This plants into them Emune. Und die Teine says, das ist nicht kein Seder. Somebody can say, this is not a Seder. As the Melamed of the daughters of the Friedrich Rebbe said, this Mofsim is good for somebody who's an adult, his Seichel is developed, then he could take it, but not them. The Rebbe says, no. Die Teine says, das ist nicht kein Seder. Und leise zurück, darf man auch mit den Yonim am Avilim es reihen. You don't have to start with things that are mamish scaring. It's very scary. Ve'adoime kumem from the Yetzirore, the Melech Zokein Vexil. Aposik in Koyeles, Melech Zokein Vexil. What do you mean Ksil? Ksil is a shoite, is a fool. That's how he's doing it. And there's a very famous word from the Alter Rebbe when he went to jail. He said, now I understand Aposik in Koyeles. It says Melech, I understand. He came. He's a melech, he tries to rule over the person. Zokein, he comes before the Yetzer Tov, he comes La Pesach, Chatos Roivetz, Yetzer Tov comes by 13 years. How come he's a ksil? This is a ksil, he's a klugginker. So the Alter Rebbe says, if they put me into jail, why did you come also to jail? They didn't arrest you, so if you came with me to jail, you're a ksil. That's a word of the Alter Rebbe. Okay, Oizvo. Now, the Rebbe gave us the Yesodis and everything. Now we have to remember the questions that we have. The question on the Tanchume is very geschmack verämpfert. Why is it called Mashlichen Tachasikvein? If Mashlichen, they don't do it, it's not Tachasikvein. Mashlichen, he throws it away. No, it's not Mashlichen, he's not doing it. He wants to do it, he's going to do it, but he's going with Cheshboines. A Rosh, and a Guf, and a Il, and he's going, and Tachas, under, as you mentioned, under the Il. Not only Il, under the Il. So he's going to do it. So it's very geschmack the Tanchume. Now, but we have the question of the two Psukim. David HaMelech is contradicting himself, and the Medrash Tanchuma brings one after the other. It's unbelievable. The Medrash brings one posik after the other. So the Rebbe says, Oizvov, damit wird man euch verstehen, was David HaMelech sagt, lo moiro b'meiro avoin hakevai shubeini, as I moiris von avoin hakevai. That he's scared of the mitzvahs that he doesn't do, the mitzvahs kalois that he's not doing. So the Rebbe is explaining it. The moiris von David HaMelech is given, nicht as es chas v'sholem nicht nizar in mitzvahs kalois. Chas v'sholem. He wasn't scared that he's not doing mitzvahs kalois. Er hat gewusst, as avdechon nizor be'mishromayi kevrov. There's a pasuk in 10 kapitlach later that it says, Avdechon Nizo Bohem Shomron Ekev Rov. I'm sorry, it's 10 kapitlach earlier. This is Yutes and this is Lamed Alef. As Avdechon Nizo, this is Memtes. I'm sorry, the Avoyna Kevish Bein is Memtes. Avot Givust as Avdechon Nizo Bohem Shomron Ekev Rov. No, so what was he scared? If he did it, what is his problem? No, from them, you know what he was scared. As Evshirob Mitzvah Skalos Bahim, Nish Dizelbe Mos Toikev Unze Iros Vimitzvah Chamorois. He's for sure doing it. But the question is, if he's doing it with the same passion, with the same ave, and with the same love, and with the same warmth. As the Rebbe says in Aure 23, Gishmak helps out the Rebbe's Yisod, Kesim, Losh HaMedreshom, Ve'ato Amarto, Ve'zoyir be'mitzvah kalak be'mitzvah chamuro. And maybe I wasn't. So we understand also what David HaMelech said this. By the end, if you remember when we said the Medrash, it says he told the Eibishter, and you told me to be mitzvah kalak be'mitzvah chamuro. Not he didn't do it. Maybe I'm not doing it, kalo in chamuro, with the same passion. Why? So the Rebbe says, there is Mekayim Ale Mitzvah Sub Zeirus. Definitely, David HaMelech does everything with Zeirus. But after all, the Cheshbon VeYediyeh, after all, David HaMelech was, I have to say, a smart man. And he knew, after all, in his brain, subconscious, in his brain, he knew that there is Mitzvah Chaburois and Mitzvah Kalois. So the Rebbe says, just with this Cheshbon VeYediyeh, this knowledge, as this is a Mitzvah Shaykh Zum Rosh. That there's mitzvahs that are compared to the Rosh, because it's chamuris. And the mitzvah, another mitzvah is compared to, okay, because it's a mitzvah kalo. This could ever ashpoe, even on David HaMelech, that he shouldn't do it with the same beauty and with the same zeirus, but zeirus, with the same, being careful with the same thing with this. Yeah. Es ist nicht gleich sein, the Rebbe is explaining it. Maybe es ist nicht gleich sein Rotz, der Säuer bei Mitzvah Kalo, ke Bechamuro. He's doing it, aber es ist nicht Rotz. He's not running to the same. Oh, David HaMelech did everything. Came to a Mitzvah Chamuro, he was running. Came to a Mitzvah Kalo, he was running a little slower. He was walking. The Rebbe says, klar. It was not Roy, but Mitzvah Kalo, ke Bechamuro. And the far is Lo Yosisi. Now comes the answer. The Medrash says, klar. Any day in Mosisi or Lo Yosisi. He says, I don't know if I did or I didn't do. The Rebbe says, he definitely did. The Rebbe is answering it very beautiful. And the far is lo yosisi, warum siz nish given ke de boye leile mevat. I did, aber lo yosisi ke de boye. I did it, but I wasn't rots, the same as I did a chamura. And the far, David HaMelech says, lo moir ob meirav, and he came and no more contradiction from the two psukim. It's like I'm doing it as because of Ekev Rov, but I have a problem that maybe in the Zeirus, it's not the same as by a mitzvah chamura. Now they have to understand what is the Meiro. What means Meiro? Why did it say Meiro? Gator, if you may, Adogas Ateva, was sitting there in Kekifsa Achas Ben Shivim Zevim, also Medrash Tanchume. Meiro goes, if a person looks at everything, Teva. The same Yesod as we had, that Mitzvah has to be done with Kabbalah Sol and Be'emune, and not with calculation, with a Seichel, first comes this, and then goes this, and then goes this, Kalo, Chamuro, and then goes Kalo, and Kalo, Kalo. Same thing is here also in the idea that he thinks everything is Teva. Eden seinen Kekif Sachas ben Shivim Zevim, like one lamb between 70 wolves. Bisa Zafile in Yonim von Parnose, seine Kepisgum Rabbi Seidu Nesienu. This is a word that the Friedrich Rebbe brings down in a Maimar in Tovshin Tes. And if I remember correctly, I didn't look it up, but I remember that it's a word of the Rebbe Maharash. The Rebbe Maharash said that Parnose in Eintike Zeiten is an inyan from man shelemailo me'ateva. Parnose is lemailo me'derech ha'teva. Because of the situation, the Zman HaGolus and everything, Mifrat in Zman HaGolus, Kum Parnose B'Shlei Muso, L'mailu M'darki HaTeva. We have to make a Kele. We can't sit home and say the
Meira.
Meira is
the Tkufa, Meira is the person.
That's what comes out from here. It's a person when he looks at that B'Meira. The Rebbe is going to explain further what it is. Kum Parnose B'Shlei Muso, you could have Parnose. But Parnose should be Bishleimus, number one, as it's supposed to be, make enough money, and it should go on good places also. You need the money, should go on good places. Chas v'sholem, not to give it to, I don't want to mention.
If it's Kumt Parnose only, then you think Bishleimuso, it's only if you do extra. Kumt Parnose, un Bishleimuso, the man of Darkatel.
Yeah. So we have to make the Kele. Huh? But we have to remember, I put down just now before I came up, Shirov Purim Topshin Chavov, so the Rebbe says there, you want to make a Kele? I'm going to go to work 6 in the morning and I'm coming home 10 o'clock at night. As more I'll be there, I'll make more. Rebbe says it's a shtus and it's no way that it's going to help. And it was not Yom Yom, a few days ago, it was not Yom Yom that with the Gresto Revanya you could not make even a penny more than the Rebbe gave you. So you have to do, what is the school of Panose? Kashres, Chinuch, and everything that you do. Okay. Shasaid macht Chesboines. Now comes the Meirov. Shasaid macht Chesboines. When a person is making calculations, where is he making the calculations? Betoiro, was is Menashomayim. He makes a calculation on Toiro. From Roish Mitokev, he's dividing. Toiro, that comes from the Eibishter. Mitzvah is a sign of being connected with the Eibishter. Atzmon Sumerus. He's making calculations. What does he do? Fiat Zichal Pichesbum, the Seichel Ze, Bemedide, Vagbolezo. Because everything by him is Bemedide Vagbole. Everything is measured. Everything is limited. Fiat Men Zich Mitim Rachmon Elitzlan, God forbid, Mile Milo, Oichazoi. If you show the Eibishter as you, the Eibishter does the same thing. Loida Medide Vagbole. Es Verd, Rachmon Elitzlan, Es Verd Take. Bimeiro. This is when Chas v'Sholom, when they conduct themselves like this. What happens if not? Shasober memacht nish keini cheshboines anal. You don't do any cheshboines. Im is no negea, zol zayn verbunden mit Neibishter. That's all im badas. He wants to be connected with Neibishter. Mit Atzmus u Me'ud Sein Sof Baruch Hu. He wants to be connected. Bimeile is by him der ganzer Sturem von Mesiris Nefesh und Kabolas Oil von an Eved und Ben zum Oibishten sei, wenn er tut der Mitzvah, was ist verbunden mit Rosh, sei mit der Okev. What is by him? It's the same thing, mitzvah kalos, mitzvah chamur, is anything that he does in life. As I eat, he's doing it with the same passion. Why? A beer, es verbinte mit den Atzmus und Musim. He doesn't care. When I'll do the mitzvah kalos, what happens then? Connected with Eibishter. Mitzvah chamur, connected with Eibishter. There's no difference between them. Dann führt man sich mit dem, oi chazoy mele mailo. So he gets mido connected mido, and the Eibishter is being with him, le mailo me medidi vagbole, in his parnose, and everything that he has is going to be man min ha-shomayim, it's going to be parnose bishlimuso, and he's going to be able to use it as it's supposed to be, with simche, v'tuv leivov, v'chaz v'sholem, not to use it on things that he doesn't need, be able to give a lot of tzedakah and everything. And then, if he conducts himself in this way, darf nicht moirom v'kein shum zach, there's no meiro, if there's no meiro, you have nothing to worry about.
And he, and David HaMelech had this chash.
Wie bald David HaMelech did it probably for some Jews in the future generations that are not going to be in his level. The story, we just learned the story not long ago, the Rebbe says that the story with the Baal Shem Tov Sukkah. You know the story? Baal Shem Tov made a Sukkah that it's the most coolest that there could be in a Sukkah, yeah. The Baal Shem Tov made. And there was all the Gdoilim from Meshbush came to see it, and they all had a debate, and they all said, this Sukkah is not good. And especially Baal Shem Tov sits in such a Sukkah. So, Piske Noch Es Mishmaye. All of a sudden flew down a paper from heaven, and they opened it up, and it says, Sukkah Sabal Shem Tov Ksheira. A story of Rebbe Tzelt, and Friedrich Rebbe Tzelt. Ah?
Malach
Matat. Oh, and signed Malach Matat. 100%, I forgot this. And why is it, Rebbe explained? Why did he do it? If there's a Jew somewhere in the world, that he doesn't know all the halachas, and he's making such a sukkah, the Sultan shouldn't come and say, what, this is set in a sukkah? It's not a sukkah. Baal Shem Tov set in a such a sukkah. So for sure the Eid was Yosef Met Sukkah. So,
I'm already the second. I've heard the stories of
employees. And then, the Mele is finishing the Medrash Tanchum, is finishing there that Eden are similar to a one little lamb between 70 wolves, but God lo roye shishoy masakiv. So we have a shepherd that is very great and he is watching us in between the 70 wolves. When er versorgt dir, as I said in Kapitel Chof Gimel, binois deshe yar betzeini. Because he says it's a kivso, so David HaMelech says he gives him very good pasture, he gives him the grass, takes him to good places, that it's healthy grass and good grass, and almei menuchis na'aleni, he gives him good drinks, beautiful water, and the same thing goes on us also. Bibone chaye u mezoine reviche zu yederen un yedere. This is what we accomplish, we're doing what the Rebbe Shtob wants. Es werd wie er sagt in der Parshe, in our Parshe, what does it say? Voyo ekev tishmeun, voyo is loshen simche, loshen simche, it says always, vayei is loshen Tzar, Eper, Vayi B'meach HaShveirosh, there's proof. And here, Vayi Loshen Simche. I would like to ask everybody, where anybody could look up and find me in Bereshis Rabbe, this. I couldn't find it. I took out the Bereshis Rabbe. If anybody finds it, please call me. It's very important because sometimes in the Siches from Tos Atfus, sometimes Tos Atfus could be Perik Memei, Memvov, could be Perik Nunvov. It's not in Perik Memalev Beis. Korov Lesoife, the Rebbe Gitnoch mit a Klar, Korv leSoifer veOy de noch Platzer. I didn't find it. It's interesting to find what this is. VeOyo is Loshen Simche. What does it say? VeOyo Ekev Tishmeon. Ekev, Tishmun, Tishmun, the mitzvahs from Ekev. Now the Rebbe is make a summation. The Oyo, Simche. What is going to be the Simche? Ekev, Tishmun. Tishmun, the mitzvahs from Ekev. Punkt wie die Mitzvah shel Roish. What happens then? Shomer Aweile Kechol Chos Abriz. Und es werden Nimshach Halash Poes Toivois. Was der Posuk Rechen Tois. Ve Ahevcho. Ube Irachecho. Ve Hirbecho. Ve Goymer. En Boruch Tiyem Mikol Amim. And Bekorev Mamish it's going to be where? Alo Adoma Shanish Bala Visecho. Losses Loch. And Moshiach is coming very very soon.